Well, check your watch, and if it's 4:30 on a Friday afternoon and you're enjoying the ride home on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, you know what time it is. Outdoors Outlook Time, which is sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can schedule your next guided hunting or fishing trip today. Just head to nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday at this time, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and gives us a rundown of what you'll find if you're trying to get to outdoors this weekend. And Captain Dave, we alluded to the fact that the weather's been darn nice the last few days, and that's got fishing on the mind of a lot of folks, I would imagine.
It does, Gary, and I got to tell you, I'm guilty. It's on my mind. I was gonna sneak out this afternoon, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to stay in the office so I can talk to Gary. But here's what's going on. The white perch fishing is really heating up. We'll tell you some of the hot spots in Delaware that I've been hearing about is Dobbinsville, Battery Park, and Woodland Beach. Woodland Beach is always one of my favorites because it's so easy to fish there. And then on the Maryland side, all the tributaries, Chop Tank, Nanticoke, Wacomico, Tuckahoe, and Marshy Hope have really been the hot spots. I'll go ahead and share some really nice details here. Use grass shrimp on a shad dart beneath a bobber if you're fishing in water that's like 5 foot or less. And if you're a little bit deeper and you're going with bottom rigs, use live minnows or bloodworms. They have been working really well. But, Gary, I'll tell you one thing that everyone has to remember. We do have a regulation when it comes to live minnows. You must use circle hooks if using live minnows.
Circle hooks? That sounds more like something, you know, an acrobat would jump through. What's the deal with that?
Good point. However, when fishing, there's a particular hook that we have to use when using live minnows called the circle hook. And the circle hook is designed really so that it hooks the fish only in the corner of the mouth. And the nice thing about that is two things. One, there's certainly fewer injuries to the fish, but most importantly for me personally, as a fishing guide, it's easier to unhook. So make sure you have those circle hooks. And I have had some conversations with DenRec and with Natural Resources Police. They are checking that more now than they ever have before, so make sure you follow that regulation. I'll tell you, the yellow perch fishing has still been good. It hasn't died off yet. Blue catfish has been good, and we've got snakeheads starting to take off. So not as consistent as it will be in the next 3 to 4 weeks, but this warmer water has them a little more active, which makes them want to feed. So the snakeheads are on the move.
Let me ask you a question, Captain Dave. After we talked last week, you seemed very adamant about the fact that now's the time to get out and get after catfish. Is there a reason why you were encouraging folks to get fishing for catfish now?
Yeah, I tell you, the big thing is the blue catfish, which is an invasive species, is doing a lot of damage to our rivers and to the bays. And they're fairly easy to catch, and you can catch some pretty large ones in the deeper water. The more we can catch and get out of our system, the better it's going to be. And honestly, they eat really well as table fare. So I think that I really want to see as many people as possible getting out there and catching those blue cats, and let's get them out of our water.
Well, this weekend is definitely the one to do it. So if you can get out, do so. And for those who maybe fishing's not their thing, they don't have plans on, maybe they're not Irish and you're not celebrating St. Patrick's Day. You've got a cool event that you're going to be a part of that you want people to come to, right?
Yeah, we've got a really neat event going on over at Blackwater. Blackwater has their Eagle Festival, and it's going to be right there at the Visitor Center on Key Wallace Drive this Saturday from 9 to 4. They're going to be doing all kinds of events and a little bit of show and tell, if you will. But the great thing is you're going to see some of the eagles up close, and you're going to see some of the other raptors and see some eggs and be able to be involved in that. So it's a really cool thing. I've only got one hunting reminder. Turkey season, Maryland, starts April 18th. Delaware starts April 13th. But Gary, I want to get wrapped up, and I'm going to go wet a line myself before this rain moves in tonight. So as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.